Philadelphia's new music alternative Y100. Stone Temple Pilots playing Fez 2000 on Wednesday with No Doubt, Third Eye Blind, Let's Book 9, Three Doors Down, E6, Violent Femmes, and Scott Weiland in the car on the way to the airport. I turned on the TV late the other night, and I came across Politically Incorrect. Was that you at the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, I was. You know what? It's interesting. I've been to a couple parties there before. It's kind of odd to see all the has-been stars from various 60s, 70s, and 80s
TV shows. Was the cast of The Love Boat kind of hanging out?
Yeah, exactly.
You see Isaac, and he's kind of giving you the finger like, hey, Scott, I'm your bartender.
Adam Carolla is a friend of mine, does the Loveline thing.
Right, he was on
I
with you?
I guess he's doing one of the Man Show episodes there as well.
Oh, that'll be a switch, because they never have any women on that show.
Yeah, never.
What's up with Limp Bizkit? Somebody told me the other day that you guys are in the studio together?
Yeah, I'm on the last record, I was one of the co-producers on that album.
Right.
And if something works really well one time, you know, why change it? So, I got a call from Fred and from this label to come in and help out on this one, and I got a few days off in a couple of weeks, so I'm just going to go in and kind of collaborate with Fred on some stuff.
Are you going to sing, or are you just kind of scenes?
Well, I think it's more of a behind-the-scenes kind of thing. There's a couple songs I sang on yesterday, but it's just sort of in the element of being like an assistant producer to kind of just help tighten up some of the songs, because it's like, you know, when you sit with an album of material for a while, at times you start beating your head against the wall with certain parts and start overthinking things, and it's always good sometimes to have an outside ear come in and get a sort of fresh perspective on things. A lot of times that tends to trigger the creative process really well for somebody. You know, I've been fortunate with STP. On every record we work with Brendan O'Brien, and there are definitely certain songs, or at least certain moments within songs, where I just sort of get stuck and inspiration eludes me, and it's at those times that I can sort of defer to him, and he will come up with an idea that sparks the creative process. So I think that's kind of what I'm doing. He knows what he wants, and he's kind of a control freak, like as a lot of successful artists are. But, you know, a lot of times it's just like having the wisdom to say, you know what, instead of trying to beat this thing to death, you know, get a different perspective, and then a lot of times that's like the spark that it needs to set the fire.
And hoping that lightning strikes twice.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think a lot of people know what an intense perfectionist he is, because you see him on stage, you see him in the videos, and you listen to the music, and you're like, he's just out there having fun, but a lot goes into what he's all about, and that's kind of cool that you're part of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's definitely charted his course. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. You know, Fred and I have had we're close friends. We've had our difficulties. But one thing he really has going for him is he's got an amazing band. The players that in that group are extremely amazing musicians. And I don't think that they get enough credit as they deserve, because he, being the front man, as I am in STP, a lot of the attention, the majority of it goes to us.
Right.
The guys in my band in STP, everyone is so amazingly talented that, you know, without that group, it doesn't have the same magic. And the guys that create the instrumental music in that band really come up with some pretty engaging stuff.
And I would guess by now they're probably used to you being the main man and being very patient for all everybody's been through for the last couple of years. Scott Weiland,
you know what, we're doing a...
Hang on. You're kind of a captive audience since I have you in a car. I'm going to hang on to you for a second, play Unplugged Plush, get back to Scott, talk more about the upcoming fest in just a few seconds from Y100.
And I feel time's a way to go.
New music alternative Y100, STP, Unplugged Plush. Brett, and our buddy Scott Weiland is here from Stone Temple Pilots, who will all be in town with everybody else at the East Center this coming Wednesday. Sold out Fez 2000, 20 or so bands, and Scott, we've been getting a lot of calls and emails from people, some from like hardcore STP fans that wouldn't care if you guys went up there and fiddled, but the others are like, is it all going to be new, man? Is it old? What's up?
We're doing a really well-rounded mixture of every album. We usually play anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half. Playing songs from Core, we're playing songs from Purple, we play songs from Tiny Music, and from Number 4. From Number 4, we've been playing regularly Down, Sex and Violence, and Sour Girl when we have the opportunity to. Sour Girl we usually put within the acoustic interlude. Although if it tends to be a more heavy-minded audience, people that can't seem to have this, I guess you'd say, Seven Dust Slipknot type audience, which is kind of a carryover from the early 90s Pantera type crowd, then we usually avoid the acoustic set for fear of getting pelted with too many shoes, because the shoe factor still exists within the year 2000. It's, I think the more a band is loved by the audience, the more shoes come up on stage. And not quite sure how that why that works that way, but
there's nothing wrong with complimentary footwear.
Yeah, well, unless it hits you in the nuts.
Unless it hits you in the nuts. In fact, that should be a bumper sticker. On one side, it could say, "There's nothing wrong with a free shoe." The other side, they'll say, "Unless it hits you in the nuts." So there is a chance we could hear like a little mini acoustic thing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've been playing it pretty regularly, but every once in a while, you know, if it's a crowd that's like just a really intense crowd that's just really getting off on the heavy aspect of what we're about, you know, sometimes you don't want to break up that momentum with an acoustic. Sure. An acoustic set really needs to be paid attention to, and there's not much moshing to be done to creep.
No.
You know, and with those type of audiences where I think they're getting off more on the aggression that we have to offer, which is one of the emotions, then, you know, you kind of don't want to, like, shove intimacy down the throat. It's like when you're having great sex with somebody, you know, who you don't really know real well. It's just like you have an incredible sexual tension between the two of you, and it's just a really, really beautiful and intense, seemingly violent sexual experience. Oh. Then you don't really want to be, like, you know, saying, like, you're the light of my life in that moment.
I got you. What do you think of the bands playing with you? Have you played with No Doubt and Third Eye Blind yet?
Yeah, we have. we've also played with the band that played behind the curtain with Third Eye Blind.
Oh!
With No Doubt, they're an amazing group, and I can't say enough about her.
Gwen is pretty awesome.
She's amazing, you know, she's got a beautiful voice, and I think on this album, as she's matured more into a singer, she sounds less like a squeaky teenage girl and more like a very sultry, sexually capable, confident woman.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to you guys coming to town. I don't want to dwell on it or even get into it, but I just want to let you know we're glad you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you.
And all that stuff's behind you. June 28th at the East Center with all the rest of the bands, including the Behind the Curtain band. Kind of like Oz. Pay no attention.
Very. You know what? You hit the nail on the head.
That's there you go.
The same comparison we've been drawing. Oz.
Well, we'll just add Oz to the bill now, and people can be like, who?
Well, you know what? I don't know if they've been doing that at these radio festivals because there's too many bands to, like, sort of...
Narc them out.
Yeah, and see exactly what's going on. But, you know, I'm not one to gossip, but the truth is what the truth is. There are people behind the curtain. I'll say this, to set the record straight.
Yeah.
I don't love a lot of bands. I don't like a lot of bands. There are a lot of bands that I think are fantastic. They don't all have, they don't live all within one genre of music. And I really don't spend a lot of time dissing bands that, at least publicly, dissing bands that I think are shite. On the contrary, I think Stephen Jenkins lacks in the department of being a human being, and I think that he's extremely self-serving and egotistical, and is just generally not a very friendly person to others around him, including his own crew and young fans. And when you carry that kind of an ego with you, you better f***ing be as good as John Lennon.
I hear you.
And if you pale in comparison to anything around that, then you know what? I've got no problem
letting people know
saying this or that.
Is it safe to say you won't be sharing a cheese tray with the band backstage?
No. You know what? I really don't come into contact with those. The truth, though, I kind of pity and feel sorry for the other players in his group that have to deal with him on a day-to-day basis. And you especially see it at these festivals. And, man, there's a really cool camaraderie between just about everybody. You know, I don't spend a lot of time hanging out with other bands like I did when we first came out. And it's not because I think I'm any better. It's just because, you know, I kind of find out what works for me. And hanging around and socializing before a show isn't like, you know, how I get into my own headspace before a gig. But I've gotten to know some of the guys in some of the groups. The overall vibe is pretty much unanimous on 3EV.
Ted, like the kids call.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, I want to hold you. Good luck on the shows to come, because I think you're playing Atlantic City Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, in the casino. You know, they have the free money song, because everybody has cash down there. Just designate a song, and people throw cash at you. Because they
That's
have
fantastic.
And most of the time, it hurts a lot less than getting hit in the head with a shoe.
That's great. I love that.
All right.
All right, thanks, brother.
I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.